This is the Sean Salisbury Show. Here are your hosts, the Bench Warmers and Sean Salisbury.
Sean Salisbury Show, and our guy Kevin's there, right? He broke this story about McGregor, and it's been going on for a little while. Mayweather-McGregor, the fight, August 26th, and joined now from Yahoo Sports, Kevin Ioli. And he's on top of boxing, he's on top of the MMA UFC stuff, and we're grateful to have him on the Sean Salisbury Show. Welcome, Kevin. Appreciate you taking time.
Hey, Sean, how are you, man?
Doing great. Hey, and you're doing great, too, obviously. Let me start this off first by saying, okay, August 26th, I know the big reason is because he's not part of the money-making part of it, but why is Oscar De La Hoya so bitter over this, and it's a mockery and the rest of it? Why?
Well, it's pretty obvious. He wanted to be involved in fighting Conor McGregor, and he stood outside a bar at about 2 o'clock in the morning in December, and he told TMZ that if he really wanted to fight McGregor, wanted to fight a boxer, he should fight Canelo Alvarez. It would be a better fight. And, of course, Conor chose to go with the big money fight against Mayweather. And Oscar's upset because he is now promoting a show on September 16th. It might be the best fight of the year, Triple G, Gennady Golovkin against Canelo Alvarez for the unified middleweight title. A fight that people have been waiting for a long, long, long time and should be a sensational fight. But all of a sudden, now you drop a $4.5 million pay-per-view fight 3 weeks in front of it. That's going to be a little problem for Oscar.
Hey, before we get to Mayweather-McGregor more, real quick about that fight with Canelo and Triple G, who right now on paper for you, who do you like in the fight?
I'll go with Triple G. I think Canelo is a great boxer. It doesn't hit as hard as Triple G, and I think Gennady, you know, he didn't have his best performance against Danny Jacobs, and I think he steps it up a notch against Canelo, and I think the power and the overall boxing ability is too much, and so I would pick Triple G to beat Canelo.
Okay, Kevin, back to this August 26th bout, Mayweather-McGregor. All right, under boxing rules, and I know he's well-trained, meaning Conor McGregor, but Mayweather doesn't knock people out. It seems like it's been about 4 decades. I'm kidding a little bit, but he doesn't knock people out. And he's the hardest boxer on the planet to hit, one of the great defensive fighters ever. How, if this thing gets into 7th and 8th and 9th round, how will the conditioning be for McGregor?
Well, I think McGregor is a supremely conditioned athlete. But having said that, I think he's going to have trouble as the fight goes on because he's going to be taking punches. He's going to be doing two things that are going to drain his energy. He's going to be taking punches that he doesn't see coming. And then number two, he's going to be swinging and missing a lot. And both of those things in a fight really drain your energy quickly. And so, you know, he's going to be out there and he's going to be trying to hit Mayweather and he'll throw a punch, miss, and he's going to get hit and he never saw the punch coming. And I think that's just going to wear him down. And I think that's going to set him up to get stopped later in the fight where, you know, I don't think Mayweather puts him down for the 10 count, but I do think that there's a possibility that he could be hitting him with so many clean shots that Conor's eyes are swollen closed. You know, he maybe have some cuts and a referee will just kind of step in and say, that's enough.
Kevin, getting to Floyd's head may be tough to do for all of us at times, but, you know, he's so good at moving around the ring and you're not being able to hit him. The best boxers in the world can't hit him. And now we're having a guy that would come in and wouldn't be considered one of the best 50 boxers in the world in McGregor trying to hit him. So with that, will Floyd approach it like he does his normal boxing, dance and move around and stick and move? Or will he try to embarrass McGregor and knock him out quickly and say, see, I told you so?
I think Floyd will fight the way he always fights because that's his instinct, and that's the way he has always done it, and that's why he's so great, because he doesn't take risks. He doesn't, you know, some people don't like it because he doesn't take a risk and they want to see him, you know, more offensive, but he wants to win. That's his thing. And so I think after a couple of rounds, though, Sean, what you'll see is you'll see him, once he kind of gauges the speed, the power, you know, what he has to worry about, and he understands the footwork, then I think, you know, you'll see him maybe more flat-footed. But I don't think you're going to see Mayweather coming in there throwing haymakers right off the bat. I think he'll box the way he always boxes, hands high, using a jab, kind of spinning left, spinning right, and controlling the way the action goes in the ring.
Kevin Ioli, Yahoo Sports, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. We're talking McGregor, Mayweather, August 26th, and Kevin broke that, and we're grateful to have him on. So does age concern you at all? What's it, a 17, 18? or what was it, 14, 15, somewhere, 13. Yeah, 13-year difference.
It's going to be 11 when it happens.
Oh, okay.
McGregor's 28 now, but he'll be 29 on the day.
There you go. Okay, so with that in mind, you know, does that concern you at all, even though we're under boxing rules, that Mayweather could get tired, or is he just so supremely conditioned it doesn't matter?
Yeah, you know, I think, hey, in boxing, you know, there's a phrase that people use, you get old overnight, and I've seen it happen countless times, and if Floyd boxed enough, it would happen to him, too. But, you know, even if he is diminished, let's say he's 10% diminished from what he was in 2015 when he last fought, I still think that that's way more than he needs to beat Conor McGregor, and I just don't see Floyd getting out. And you might have seen the other day, the announcement was made, I think I had the story up on Yahoo Sports at 1:45 Pacific, and there was a picture of Floyd running in Los Angeles at 2 Pacific. So he's out there already working on getting ready and being in. And, you know, he is a very unusual athlete and one of the best conditioned athletes. You know, I think it's fair to say of all time. I mean, in his sport, there's never been anybody that was ever better conditioned than him to do what he needs to do.
Kevin, any chance that Mayweather, knowing it's not a boxing opponent, but it's an MMA UFC guy, any chance that Floyd doesn't take this overly serious, that he thinks that this is kind of a joke and that Conor has no shot?
I just don't see how, and I'll tell you why, because, you know, he is so proud of that zero in his loss column. I mean, that means everything to him. Like, I don't really care too much as a fight fan about a fighter's losses. I want to see good fights, and I want to see guys fight good competition. But that loss, that zero in the loss column means so, so much to him, and I think it would go against everything he has stood for in his whole career to take somebody lightly, especially when he's on the verge of going 50-0 and surpassing the legendary Marciano.
All right, Kevin, let's go to fight just for the hell of it. What happens to the boxing world and or the UFC world if in fact McGregor does land a punch and knocks and wins this fight and knocks Floyd out? What in the world would happen to the boxing world?
I think Conor McGregor would, like, instantly become the number one guy in sports. You know, it would be incredible. I mean, everybody would want a piece of him. It would make Conor a ton of money. You would see him everywhere. And I would imagine that there would be a rematch for, you know, another big chunk of money where Conor would be getting the bulk of the money in that rematch. You know, from a Mayweather standpoint, if he were to lose, that would be the only thing that could make it a horrendous day for him. I mean, it would be devastating for him to lose that because of how committed he was to that perfect record.
If this goes the distance, will we see a rematch?
I don't think so. I think it's a one-and-done fight. You know, it's like, it's not really a competitive fight. So even if it goes the distance, and let's say Mayweather wins, you know, I think he wins all 12 rounds, but let's say he wins 10 rounds, Conor, you know, manages to somehow get two rounds. Even if that happens, like, is the public going to buy it again? I mean, you know, they're buying it for the train wreck, really, not for the sports angle of it. So, you know, I don't think the public would have the same interest a second time.
Yeah, our poll question yesterday coming in today was, do you want that for the sideshow or for the actual match itself? And the sideshow hype was won by 58% to 42%. So with that, Kevin, okay, so be Conor's trainer. With all you've said about how Floyd's going to approach this, McGregor's still going to come in with confidence and trying everything he can. How do you prepare for Mayweather, and how do you go about beating him or at least staying close in this match?
Well, I think, you know, he has to fight a physical fight. I mean, he's a bigger guy than Mayweather is, and so I think what he has to do, and he's got a reach advantage, but I think, you know, he's going to have to try to rough Floyd up and to get him in short range where Floyd, you know, is trapped in the corner, which is easier said than done. You know, it's not going to be easy to do that. A lot of guys have tried to do that with Floyd. And then he's going to have to try to land something big. I mean, I think he's going to have to remember to keep his punches short. You know, a lot of times in MMA, guys wing those punches because of what else they have to defend. And so that punch comes a long, long way. And boxers will see that coming from a mile away. They'll never get hit by that. So Conor needs to remember to keep his punches tight and stay on the inside. And if he has them, try to land something that, you know, maybe would change the tenor of the fight. But the thing he faces in doing that is he's used to wearing 4-ounce gloves in MMA, and now he's going to 10-ounce gloves in this fight because it's at 154. Big difference.
Yeah, it sure is. Kevin, great stuff. And as we get closer, hopefully we'll get to get you on again, but we appreciate you sharing it with us. And I think we're all kind of pumped up and jacked up to see the sideshow, so we look forward to it. Thanks for spending your time with us.
You got it, man. Thanks, Sean. Right.
Kevin Ioli, Yahoo Sports. That does a great job. Up next, Luke Curdenine, U.S. Open. We're talking golf.